Morning, everyone.
各位早安.
As we end our missions month this Sunday,
今天我们要结束我们今年的宣教月.
We're looking at the Word of God together.
我们一起来看主的话.
You know, and there's once a chicken and a pig that live in the same barn.
有一个故事啊, 一只鸡跟一只猪同住在农场里.
They overheard that a church around the neighborhood wanted to feed the hungry.
他们听说,哦,附近有一个教会要去喂养那些贫穷的人。
So the chicken and the pig decided that what can we do to go serve and make food for the hungry?
这只鸡跟这只猪呢,就在讨论我们能帮什么忙啊。
And the chicken had a good idea.
这个鸡有一个主意。
And the chicken said, how about we just cook some eggs and make some bacon? Everyone likes bacon and egg.
那个鸡说,哎,我们来煎蛋,然后炸一些培根,然后大家都喜欢吃蛋跟培根啊。
The pig gave it a thought.
那个猪想一想,
The pig said to the chicken,
那个猪就跟鸡说,
I think it is a great idea.
我觉得还有更好的办法。
The only problem is you only need to contribute to this breakfast.
但是我觉得刚刚那个办法虽然好, 但是你所做的贡献呢?
But I need to be totally committed to this breakfast.
你贡献只有一点点, 可是我要全部把我自己放进去啊。
You see, both of them need to pay a price.
你看,他们两个人都有没有付出代价?
The chicken only needs to give one or two or several dozen of eggs that he already had many eggs.
那个鸡只要付出什么? 一个两个甚至一打的鸡蛋,他已经有很多鸡蛋了吗?
But in order for the pig to offer the bacon,
可是猪如果要献上它的培根,
the pig needs to be totally committed even to death.
培根要怎么样? 那只猪要愿意为这件事而死。
You see, when we talk about missions,
我们在讲宣教,
I think it is so easy for us to think of just contributing.
宣教很容易,我们就觉得,啊,我们捐款就好了嘛。
Contributing some of what we have.
我们捐出一些我们本来就有的东西。
But as we will see later on, Jesus calls us not just to contribute a little bit, but to be completely committed to Him.
可是我们等一下会看到,耶稣呼召我们不是要我们献出一点点东西,是要我们全人的委身奉献。
Today, there are over 7 billion people in this world.
今天世界上有70万的人口, 70亿的人口。
5.5 billion of them are lost without Christ.
55亿的人是失丧的灵魂。
To make it a little bit more personal, 5.5 billion people today are on their way plunging into eternal damnation without Jesus today.
另外一个说法就是那55亿的人今天是走在通往地狱的路上。
Within those 5.5 billion, 3.25 billion people are considered to be unreached.
在那55亿的人当中有30多亿的人是未得之名。
They have little to no access to someone that can tell them the gospel or a presence of a church to bring the gospel to them.
这些30多亿的人身边几乎没有一个人或是一个教会可以告诉他什么是耶稣的福音。
There might be some Christians, but very, very few Christians.
也许在这30多亿人当中有一点点基督徒,可是太少了。
And within those 3.25 billion, there are 2 billion people who are considered by many organizations to be unengaged, unreached.
在这30多亿当中又有20多亿是我们碰不到的。
Why is it unengaged? It's because there are currently no church planting movement going on in those people groups.
什么叫碰不到? 根本没有人有计划打算去他们的身边对他们传福音。
There are no plans right now in among those people groups.
计划都没有, 那20亿的人当中没有人去传福音。
Let's bring it closer to home here in San Gabriel Valley.
把我们带到我们这个我们家的这边好不好?
There are actually made out of 31 cities.
圣盖伯谷有31个城市。
1.4 million people have yet to give their lives over to Jesus.
140万人口没有认识耶稣。
When we look at numbers like that,
我们看到这样的数字的时候,
we need to ask the question, why?
我们要问一个问题, 为什么?
I believe Jesus told us the reason why. There are still so many people who have yet to know him.
耶稣已经告诉我们为什么这么多人没有认识他。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, Jesus said the problem is not the harvest because he said the harvest is plentiful.
马太福音9章37节, 耶稣已经说了, 庄稼不是问题, 庄稼很多。
The problem is where?
问题在哪里?
Laborers.
没有人啊。
Christians, followers of Jesus Christ.
没有基督徒愿意跟随耶稣。
I firmly believe that at this moment in the global church and all over the world, we have everything we need, money, personnel to reach out to all 5.5 billion people.
我坚决地相信我们现在基督徒的世界里面，我们有足够的资源，不管是人是钱，我们足够的资源可以去触碰那些55亿心里没有耶稣的人。
But the problem was never we don't have enough money.
不是我们没有钱。
We don't have enough Christians.
不是我们人不够。
Mission Frontier Magazine recently, about 2016 gave a study.
有一个基督教宣教杂志2016年做了一个调查。
That over the last 100 years, we're continuing to making headway to bringing people to Christ all over the world.
过去100年，我们不断地往前带人信主。
We praise Jesus for that.
我们感谢耶稣。
But what they notice is within the last 50 or so, 100 or so years.
但是他们发现一个问题，在过去的50年当中。
There is a massive slowing down of evangelization all over the world.
全世界的宣教脚步。慢下来了,
It's not that we're not bringing the gospel. In fact, many unreached people groups have been reached because the last few years' effort.
不是因为我们没有去做事，其实过去几年我们去了好多从来没有听过福音的地方。
But the rate at which we're doing is actually slower than when even decades ago when we have fewer resources, fewer money.
但是速度变慢了，比我们几十年前不够现在这么多钱，不够现在这么多人的时候，速度反而变慢了。
We should expect with more money, we have more money, more technology, more sending agency, the work should be done faster.
当我们觉得有更多钱、更多人、更多资源的时候，速度应该更快才对啊。
But why is it we're doing a slower job than we did when we have less?
为什么我们现在资源越多，速度反而越慢？
Now perhaps there's reason why only God knows. He has his timing, he has his plan.
也许只有神知道，因为神有他的时间。
But I can't help but to ask the question, is it because the laborers are not making themselves available for this mission?
可是我忍不住要问啊，我们的问题是不是在于我们的人没有愿意为这件事情付出？
What is it going to take to bring the gospel to all 5.5 billion people?
要付出怎么样的代价才能把福音带到那55亿人口当中？
What is it going to take to bring the gospel right in our backyard to bring it to 1.4 million people right here, San Gabriel Valley?
要付出怎么样的代价把福音带到圣盖博谷130万还不认识耶稣，没有在耶稣把耶稣放在心里的人？
Money helps, technology helps.Strategy helps.
钱有帮助啊，科技有帮助啊，我们做计划也有帮助啊。
But when we look at the passage today, Jesus tells us something that is much more important than any of those things.
可是我们今天看到圣经上，耶稣告诉我们，有一些事情比刚刚说的那一切都重要。
Jesus said the cost of missions requires each one of us to die.
耶稣说，宣教的代价是要我们每一个人要死。
That we need to choose to be obedient to God more rather than settling for convenience for God.
我们要选择顺服神，而不是方便我们的事。
In the passage, he says this, John chapter 12, verse 24, Jesus answered to these two Greeks, two people who are interested in finding out more about Jesus. They're not believers yet, but Jesus gave them this word.
24节，耶稣对这些有兴趣想要听福音的人，他们根本还不是基督徒哦，耶稣就对他们说了。
Jesus tell them this word in verse 24. Can you please read it in Chinese?
24节，我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Here's the word that none of us as Chinese like to hear. Actually, any culture, but for that matter, like to hear.
不管你是什么民族，说什么语言，我们都不喜欢听到这个字。
Jesus says, unless a seed of wheat falls to the ground and die, it remains the seed.
耶稣说，如果一个种子不落在地里死，先死掉，永远只是一粒种子。
I'm not a green thumb. I'm not good at growing, but I have a sense that if I have a fruit in my hand,
我不是很会种东西，但是我可以想象，如果我今天手上有一颗水果，一个种子
，I can enjoy it for myself.
我吃，好好吃。
But unless that seed is dead and planted into the ground, at least the fruit is dead and plant the seed into the ground.
除非今天里面的种子没有死了，在地里面埋在里面。
The seed is not going to grow on its own out in my hand.
种子不会在我手上发芽啊。
The seed must die, the fruit must die, the seed must die so that the plant, the tree can grow to bear more fruit.
这个果子，这个水果，种子一定要先死了，才能埋在地里长出更多果实来。
The key word here is unless.
重要的字是如果不是。
It is necessary.
一定必要。
It is not an option.
不能选择的。
It is imperative. It must happen so that fruit may bear.
这是命令句。如果一粒麦子不落在地里死了，这就不会发生。
Because it is so necessary, Jesus himself died on the cross.
因为他有多必要，必要到耶稣自己都要先死在十字架上。
You look at verse 23, Jesus' first word to these two Greeks and also his disciples was this.
23节他的第一句话说的是什么？
Can you please read that in Chinese?
二三节耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
It is a nice way of saying, he is saying he will be glorified.
他说得很好听，他说他要得荣耀耶。
But the way to him being glorified is not through sitting on a throne. The way for him being glorified is to die on the cross.
他得荣耀的方法不是直接到宝座上坐下，他得荣耀的方法是上十字架死。
Isn't that the essence of the gospel?
这不就是我们福音的中心吗？
That the Son of Man died.
神的儿子亲自死了。
For your sin and my sin.
为你的罪，为我的罪。
His death became a substitute for the penalty of your sin and my sin.
因为他的死才能够代替你，代替我受罚。
As a result of his death, now we get to live.
因为他死了，所以我们才能活。
Because he died, we live.
他死，我们活。
Because he died, we have salvation.
他死，我们有救恩。
So Jesus said death is necessary in order to bring forth life.
所以耶稣说死是必要的，才能够带出生命来。
But if we're not careful, we can just stay there and say, well, thank you, Jesus, for dying for me.
可是如果我们不小心的话，我们就会停在那里，我们会说，哎呀，耶稣，谢谢你为我死。
Because after verse 24, there's 25 and 26, where Jesus was speaking to his potential followers.
因为二十四节以后，到了二十五、二十六节，耶稣对那些要跟随他的人说
：“Remember, these are not followers yet.
这些人还没有要
as far as we know.
还没有要跟随耶稣，在圣经上我们没有看到哦。
They are there to find out more about Jesus. They want to follow. They're not quite sure. So Jesus is giving them the real call of following Jesus.
他们只是想要更了解耶稣，他们在考虑要跟随耶稣，耶稣就告诉他们。
And let's read verse 25 and 26.
爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命。在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Jesus said, if you want to follow me,
耶稣说，如果你要跟从我，
you need to follow me even unto death.
你要跟我跟到死。
Just as I die, you live.
就好像我死你活一样。
I'm calling you to die so that others may live.
所以我要呼召你也死，所以其他人才能活。
You need to die so that you can bear much fruit for my name's sake.
你死了，你才能因我的名结出许多果子
来。Jesus said we need to lose our life.
耶稣说我们要丧失生命。
We need to hate our life.
我们要恨自己的生命。
We're not just contributing.
我们不是光奉献。
We're fully committing to Jesus.
我们是全部摆上。
Then the question is, what does it mean for us to die?
问题是我们要死是什么意思啊？
Does Jesus mean we need to just kill ourselves?
耶稣叫我们自杀吗？
That's the only way to produce fruit?
这是能够结出果子唯一的方法呀。
It's very interesting in the original language that Jesus was speaking here.
耶稣他当时所用的语言里面
He used the word life.
他用的是生命这个字。
Not the word that most common people would use, the word that would normally we think of life and death, like physical life, physical death.
不是好像我们身体的这种生命。
The word life here, when Jesus was raising the bar to his potential disciples, he's using a word that perhaps you're familiar with called a word psychology, the word psyche.
这个在原文的意思是心理学的来源，这个字来源，它其实不是指的肉体的生命。
It is not just a physical death.
不光只是肉体的死亡啊。
Psyche has to do with our internal ambition, internal plan, internal dream.
这个字的原文有包括一个心里面的梦想，心里面的欲望，心里面的一个野心。
Our desires from within.
心里面的很强的欲望。
And I don't have to tell you, I think for naturally, all of our desire, ambition, and dream is for who? For me, for ourselves.
不需要我告诉各位，相信所有人，你心里的渴望也好，你心里的欲望也好，你心里面的野心也好，梦想也好，都是为谁？为自己吗？
And Jesus is saying the fruit, the cost that you need to bear, that you need to pay for missions, for following Jesus, is you need to say no to all that within you, that your desires, your dreams, your passion, your plan.
耶稣说你要跟随我，你要去宣教，第一件事情就是你要对你自己心里的那些欲望，那些野心，那些梦想说不。
It's not just to say no, but also to say yes to God.
不是光对那些说不，你要对神说好。
It's very interesting.
很有意思。
Both in first century and 21st century.
不管是当时的第一世纪，还是现在二十一世纪。
Our world is always revolving around self.
这个世界永远都是为自己在转动的。
Even from the very beginning, Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, they were about self.
从伊甸园开始，亚当夏娃就是为自己在活。
We're told to love ourselves.
我们都现在的社会都说要爱你自己。
Take care of yourself.
照顾你自己。
You feel lost, find yourself.
哦，你要寻回你自己。
Don't worry about it, be yourself.
哦，你要做活出你自己。
In recent days, we're told to take pictures of ourselves.
而且我们现在还拿手机怎么样？
But yet, look at what Jesus said.
耶稣说什么？
Lose yourself.
你要失丧生命。
In Luke 9, he said, deny yourself.
而且你要反对你自己，你要
恨自己的生命。Hate yourself.
你要到一个程度恨你的
生命。Say no to yourself.
跟对你自己说不。
This call to die to ourselves is not a new call for these two potential followers of Jesus.
这个耶稣今天在这个经文里面给的呼召不是第一次。
When Jesus' first four followers followed Jesus in Matthew chapter 4,
在马太福音第四章一开始的四个门徒要跟随耶稣的时候
They had to say no to many, many things.
他们也要对很多他们自己原来的东
西说不。When Jesus called them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men, which by the way can be totally a mission understanding of that verse.
记得吗耶稣对他的门徒那些渔夫说你放下你手上一切你跟随我吧我要让你得人如得鱼。
They had to say no to comfort.
他们要先对什么说不？他们要先对自己的享受。
Everything that they ever known about life, they have to say no to follow Jesus.
他们要对他们这一生所熟悉的事物通通说不。
They have to say no to the professions.
他们要为他们原来的职业放手。
They were fishermen. They were having a good job. They have servants to serve them. They have to say no to that profession.
他们原来做渔夫做得好好的，家里可能还有仆人，他们要对那一切放手。
They have to say no to their possessions.
他们拥有的东西也要放手。
They have to drop their nets.
因为他们手上渔网，是不是圣经上说他马上就放下了
？It is no coincidence that every time Jesus sent people out in Matthew 10 to the 12,
马太福音十章到十二章的时候，耶稣每次派人出去。
To Luke 10, sending out the 72.
到路加福音的时候
，Jesus always tells them, "Don't bring anything."
他派七十二个人出去，他也一样说不要带东西。
But not only possessions, but even positions.
不光是我们拥有的东西，还包括你的地位哦。
There's one reason why many people become disciples of a master.
很多原因，为什么有些人要去追求一个名师
？Because they're supposed to learn the trade from this master, so that they can climb the ladder.
他们要跟着一个大师，所以跟着那个脚步可以往上爬。
It's almost like a resume for them. See, I follow this master. I learn his skills. Now I can be a greater master of my own.
好像说你跟了一个怎么样的师傅，你就可以模仿这个师傅，你可以像他一样越爬越高，越有名，越厉害。
But the disciples did not climb a ladder. They did not have a step up.
这些门徒他们没有往上爬。
They went a few steps down.
他们反而往下走。
Their master was crucified on the cross.
因为他们的主人，他们跟随的那一个人上了十字架。
They have to leave their families.
而且他们要怎么样？放下家人。
They have to say bye to their family, the fathers. They can follow Jesus.
跟他的家人说再见。有两兄弟当场跟他们的爸爸就说再见。
They have to give up their safety.
把他们人生的安全放下。
Jesus told them,
耶稣说过什么？
There is going to be a time when people will drag you and betray you.
时候会到，有人会拉你进会堂。
You will be like sheep among wolves.
你会像狼进入羊群，羊进入狼群一样。
And history has shown that was indeed the life for 11 out of the 12 disciples that ended up being martyrs for their faith.
事实上，我们知道在十一个门徒里面，他们最后都变成殉道者。
But we have to be careful not to over-apply this passage.
但是我们要小心，不要太超过的去看这段经文。
Certainly, Jesus is not saying every one of us need to lose our family.
不是耶稣不是意思说我们每一个人都要跟我们的家人全部道别。
This is not an excuse for us to not to love our family.
这也不是一个借口说我们从此以后不要去爱我们的家人。
Jesus is not calling us to quit our jobs tomorrow.
耶稣没有叫你马上就全部辞掉工作。
Jesus is not calling us to cut off all relationship with other people.
耶稣没有叫我们切断身边一切所有的人际关系。
That certainly is not what the scripture teach, but what the Bible does teach, though.
圣经没有那个意思，但是圣经有什么意思呢？
Is that our comfort and certainty in this world ought not to be our primary concern.
圣经的意思是说，我们的享受，我们的安全感不是最重要的。
That we're not just to live so that we have a comfortable life.
我们活着不是为了要一个享受舒服的人生。
A predictable life, a certain life.
不是一个有安全感的人生。
Dying to ourselves means we're going to stop living for the temporary, but start living for the eternal.
什么叫向你自己而死？就是你要停止，不要再为短暂的生命而活，你要为永恒的生命而活。
That dying to ourselves means we're not going to find the best way to get the easiest life, but we're going to labor for the eternal kingdom of God here on earth.
什么叫向自己而死？就是你不要去努力把这世界上想要抓的东西抓住，而是你要眼睛看着神国，你要向那里出力。
Dying to ourselves means we're going to stop accumulating things and money for our own sake.
向自己而死就是你不要再在这个世界上累积那些短暂的财富。
But use whatever that God blesses you with, the money, the possessions, and leverage it for eternal treasure for yourself and for others in the world.
而是要把神赐给你，不管是你的财富、你的能力，把它当成一个力量，用这些短暂的东西去让你得到更多天上的财富，而且让这些财富让更多人也能够享有。
You see, when we die to ourselves,
当我们向自己而死的时候
，At first, it seems like it was a great loss.
看起来好像你什么都失去了。
But Jesus said, unless you die to yourself, you're not going to bear much fruit.
可是耶稣说了，如果你不死，就不能结果子。
It was 1813, year 1813.
在1813年
，Adoniram Judson with his wife Anne boarded on a boat.
有一个宣教士叫贾德孙跟他的太太安妮。
Adoniram Judson and Anne are the first American missionaries sent out from our own country here.
贾德孙是我们美国第一个出去宣教的宣教士。
They boarded a boat all the way to Burma, modern day Myanmar.
他们上船去了现在的缅甸。
When they arrived, they met with the well-known missionary William Carey in India.
他们去的时候呢，先到了印度去见了另外一个宣教士。
William Carey pleaded with the couple not to go into Burma.
这位宣教士叫 Carey， 他跟贾德逊夫妇说：“你们不要去缅甸。”
Because William Carey knew, living out in India for all these years, know how dangerous it would be to go to Burma.
因为这个印度的宣教士凯利知道，他在亚洲这么多年，如果他们去了缅甸是非常危险的。
It will be a one-way trip, and probably likely they're not going to ever come back out again.
他们可能活着进去，不会活着出来。
That turned out to be true, except that they actually came back to America once, only to go back to Burma.
其实他说的有一点点对，因为他们回了美国之后，又回去缅甸了。
And Adoniram Judson died to himself and have a burden for the people in Burma that he dove right into the people.
贾德勋他就是为向自己而死，他把他这一生全部奉献给在缅甸的人。
He served there for 40 years.
在那里住了40年。
Over those 40 years, he remarried twice.
在那40年里面，他又再结过两次婚。
Why did he remarry twice? Because his first two wives died while they're serving on mission.
为什么他要再结两次婚？因为他前面的两个太太都在宣教工厂过世。
With all three of their wives at different times, together they have 13 children.
他跟这三个太太生了13个孩子。
7 out of 13 of those children never made it alive.
这十三个孩子里面有七个都没有活下来。
There were some that were born and they did not even have time to name the child before the child passed away.
有一些孩子生下来还来不及取名字就死了。
Adoniram Judson was in prison.
还曾经贾德逊被抓到监牢里。
By God's grace, he was released.
感谢神的恩典，他被放出来。
He went through severe depression.
他曾经有过很深的
忧郁症。It took him a long time to get out of that to finally realize what God is doing in his life.
他最后终于明白神在他生命中的作工。
7 long years, he did not get one convert.
有七年之久的时间没有一个人信主。
By all account, it was a failure. It was a failed mission.
在所有的标准看来都是一个失败的宣教之旅，失败的工作。
In fact, one biographer wrote this about him, that he is a man who has died 1,000 deaths.
曾经有人在书上写过他，他死过一万次。
But by the end of his life,
但是在他要死之前，
because one man died,
因为他向自己死。
A complete Bible was translated in the Burmese language.
整本圣经被翻译成缅甸文。
A couple of weeks ago, I got an opportunity to share with our children worship.
在几周以前，我们每个星期天下午的儿童崇拜。
We were looking at unreached people group in Burma.
我跟小朋友们一起看看在缅甸有多少未得之民。
There are still quite a few people group that are red, that are unreached in Burma.
我们看到这个统计里面，在缅甸有好多民族，好多的人口是红色的点，表示他们是还没有听过福音。
But there is a cluster of green circles that are reached believers. There are churches thriving.
但是有一块地方在缅甸是绿色，绿色，绿色，绿色，绿色。
Today, there are over 3,700 Baptist churches in Burma. By the way, it's still a closed country today.
到现在为止，缅甸都是一个封闭的国家，可是有超过3000个教会。
4 million Christians.
400万基督徒。
One man died to himself.
一个人为自己，向自己而死。
Millions alive.
几百万人。
Certainly, it's not all the work of Adam Neerham Judson by himself, but many others.
不是靠着贾德逊他一个人，还有好多人的贡献。
You see, the question is not whether we're going to die. We are going to die.
重点不是说我们要不要为主死啊，我们当然要为主死。
But the question is, when we die, are we bearing fruit for Jesus?
重点是当我们有一天死的时候，我们要不要为主结出果子？
As we end our missions month together.
当我们一起为今年的宣教月来做结束的时候，
I want us to consider a question.
我们大家一起想一个问题。
A question perhaps that is framed a little differently from what we normally do.
我这个问题会跟我们平常发的问题不一样。
I think normally when we come to an opportunity like these, we will ask you to commit and say, what can you give, what can you do for Jesus?
通常我们在宣教月这种场合，我们会说你要能够为耶稣做什么呢？
But what I want to challenge us today is answer a different question.
今天我要问一个不一样的问题。
I want to ask you what must be done.
是必须做什么。
What must be done in order for 5.5 billion people to come to know Jesus?
我们必须做什么？那55亿还没有信耶稣的人才能够接受耶稣做他们的救主。
What must be done so that no one can excuse and say, I never heard of Jesus?
我们必须做什么？从此以后不会有人有借口说我没有听过耶稣啊。
See, when we ask the question, what will you do, what will you give, it depends on you and I.
当我们问以前的问题说你要怎么做的时候，这个好像决定权在我们身上。
We can say, well, I don't have much to give.
你说，哦，我也没有什么钱啊。
But when we ask the question, what must be done, we're depending on God.
可是当我们反过来问，我们有什么必须要被做到，我们必须要做什么的时候，是在神的手上。
Because when we hear those numbers of people who are lost, plunging into eternal hell, we know the price is great.
当我们听到刚刚那些数字，有数以十亿计的人口不断的走向地狱，走向死亡的时候，
The cost is heavy.
代价是很大的。
But here's the beauty of our God.
但是神的美好在哪里？
God is not looking for able people.
神不是找有能力的人。
God is looking for available people.
神在找愿意的人。
You see, God wasn't looking for the guy who can feed the 5,000. God was looking at the little boy who's willing to give up his lunch for 5 loaves and 2 fish so he can do a miracle to feed the 5,000.
神不是在找一个人能够喂饱5,000人，神在找一个人愿意拿出他自己的五饼二鱼，好让他行神迹喂饱5,000人。
But all God asks of us to do is to die to ourselves every single day.
今天神向我们要求的就是每一天向自己而死。
Die to our comfort.
向我们的享受而死。
Die to our own dreams, our own ease.
我们自己的野心，我们自己的梦想而死。
You see, we're most surrendered to God. We are most available to God when we're most surrendered to God.
我们什么时候是最愿意的时候呢？就是我们最投降、放下一切的时候。
You know what must be done in order for the gospel to reach every single corner of the world?
你知道我们必须做什么， 主耶稣的福音才能传到世界每一个角落吗？
I believe it will take movements of extraordinary prayer.
我相信需要极强大的祷告运动。
That the people of God will be on their knees and fast and pray for every lost soul in this world.
属神的子民禁食祷告跪下求神能够帮助我们能够碰触到每一个失丧的灵魂。
I got an opportunity to talk to a pastor in Sierra Leone in Africa.
我有一次机会跟一位非洲来的牧师祷告。
Every Friday they gather together as a church.
每个星期五他们教会聚在一起。
They don't gather to a Bible study.
他们不是聚在一起读圣经哦。
No, they don't read the Bible. They don't gather for that day for Bible study.
不是他们不读圣经，他们星期五聚在一起不是为了读圣经。
They fast all day as a church as they gather together. They just cry out to God for every village around them that God will have mercy on the people who are lost.
每个星期五他们聚在一起禁食祷告。恳求神为他们身边每一个村庄祷告，让那些失丧的灵魂能够认识耶稣。
It takes extraordinary prayer to depend on God.
我们需要强大的祷告，我们要依靠我们的神。
You know what else does it need? That do we need?
你知道我们还需要做什么吗？
We need students who are studying hard and get jobs that can give them access into countries where traditional missionaries cannot.
我们需要有学生祷告求神，让他们好好的读书，让他们有一个工作，这样的工作是特别到可以到宣教工厂别人去不了的地方。
We need Christian nurses, Christian doctors, Christian engineers who are willing to go to the deep places where no one are willing to go.
我们需要基督徒的医生，基督徒的工程师，能够到那些没有人要去的地方，为耶稣而去。
You know what else must be done?
还需要做什么吗？
We need young and old families, retirees to take part in short-term, mid-term missions.
我们需要年轻人，需要老人，需要任何人去参与，直接的去参与他们短期或是中期的宣教旅程。
We need to go out into the world to see what God is doing, what God's heart is for the lost.
我们要亲自去看一看神在做什么工。
We need, I think of a couple that I know, Johnny and Anna.
我想起我认识的一对夫妻叫约翰跟安娜。
After they retired,
他们退休以后
all the while their own children are giving birth to their grandchildren.
他们的孩子都长大了，正在生孙子孙女的时候
they left for 5 years to go to a place where they do not speak speak the local language.
他们花五年的时间去一个地方，他们根本不会说当地的语言。
Why? Because they want to commit at least for 5 years to serve the missionaries there so that they will be released to bring the gospel to their villages.
因为他们想要至少花五年他们生命的时光到一个地方去把耶稣的福音带到那里。
You know what else needs to be done?
你知道我们必须还要做什么吗？
We need parents.
我们需要父母。
We need parents who bring their children up in the Lord today.
我们需要父母把你的孩子养大。
We need parents to equip their children to live missionally for Jesus right now.
我们需要父母装备你的孩子，现在就准备好，他们有一天要去宣教工厂。
We need parents who are willing to be open-handed with their children.
我们需要父母到了那一天放手。
When Jesus placed a call in your child's life, and I don't say it lightly, even in my own children's life, am I open to bless them to go?
如果耶稣有一天在你的孩子身上有这样的呼召，到宣教工厂去，你准备好，我不是随便说的，包括我在想我自己的孩子，准备好你要放手吗？
I'm grateful for my wife's parents.
我感谢主，我为我太太的父母感谢主。
Who modeled for me and my wife to be open-handed with their children.
让我们能够放开手对孩子。
When my wife's sister got the calling to be a Bible translator overseas as a single woman.
因为我太太的父母在我太太的姐姐决定作为一个单身的女孩子要去做宣教士翻译圣经的时候
You can just imagine all the risks that they're going through in their head. What can go wrong with a single woman going to a foreign place to be a Bible translator?
你可以想象做父母的脑子在想什么我女儿有什么问题啊结婚都没结跑到一个远远的地方去翻译圣经
But they died to themselves and modeled for me to see what does it mean to be open-handed with my children.
可是他们愿意向自己的梦想向自己的计划而死放手让他女儿走所以我今天学会我要怎么样做一个愿意放手的父母
It will require radical generosity.
需要激进的慷慨放手
not give because we can give a sum of what we have, but we're willing to give radically for the mission of God.
不是我们今天有什么，我们拿一点点出来给，不是，是我们要激进的委身，献上自己给主。
I'm thankful for Pastor Chung, I'm thankful for Wong Simo for their vision of having our mission pledge in this church.
我感谢主，我们的秦牧师，我们的黄师母有这样的意向，在我们的教会开始每一年的宣教月。
That we're not going to put our own church need above God's mission in the world.
我们不把我们自己的教会看得比神的国度还重要。
See, God is not looking for able people, rich people. He's looking for available people.
神不是在找有钱人，神不是在找有能力的人，神在找的是愿意的人。
So let's learn to die to ourselves so that we can be available for what God calls us to do.
我们今天就学会向自己而死，对神在我们发出呼召的时候说我愿意。
Coca-Cola has a vision.
有一个可口可乐的饮料公司，他们就有一个意向，有一个目标。
Their vision is to put a can of Coke in every hand in every nation.
他们说地球上每个人手中都要有一罐可乐。
Let me end with this little story.
让我跟各位讲一个故事。
Over 10 years ago, I happened to be in Kyrgyzstan in Central Asia for a mission trip.
好多年以前我去了中亚一个卡尔吉斯坦去做宣教之旅。
I was in a poor village.
我在一个很贫穷的乡下。
In that village, there happened to be just one store.
在那个整个乡村里面就一间店，一间商店。
One store to buy your food.
一间商店买吃的。
One store to buy your toilet paper.
买你的卫生纸。
That was pre-COVID too, by the way.
那个时候还没有病毒。
And one store to buy whatever you need for your home.
你不管要买什么东西，你住在那个村落里面，你只有一间商店可以去。
But at the back of that store.
但在那间商店的后面。
There was a little refrigerator.
有一个小小的冰箱。
And guess what I found in that refrigerator?
你猜我在冰箱里看到什么？
Cans of Coca-Cola.
可口可乐。
You know, Wall Street Journal told us that Coca-Cola is being sold in every country except two in this world.
你知道华尔街日报报道过，可口可乐在全世界都有的卖，除了两个国家。
One is North Korea, two is Cuba.
一个是北韩，另外一个是古巴。
If a company...is willing to put their time, talent, and treasure.
如果一间公司都愿意把他们的时间精力
to see their vision of putting one can of sugar water
能够放在一个目标让全世界的人都能够有那一罐超含糖的饮料
30 grams of sugar and no nutrition value whatsoever.
一罐可乐有30克的糖没有营养
They will do whatever it takes to bring that to the ends of the earth.
他们愿意尽所有的能力让全世界每人手上都有一杯这样的饮料
So brothers and sisters, followers of Jesus Christ, how much more should we die to ourselves and be available to bring the one good news that everyone here on earth needs?
弟兄姐妹啊，跟他们比起来，我们作为基督的跟随者，我们要怎么样尽我们所有的力量让世界上每一个人都听到耶稣的福音
How much more do we need to bring the one news that can have eternal effect in people's lives?
我们还有什么比能够带给失丧灵魂这样一个永恒生命的好消息更棒的呢
In just a minute, Pastor Chung is going to come up and share a little bit about the faith pledge. But before we do that,
等一下秦牧师会上来跟我们分享大家手上可能已经拿到的我们的认献单
I would like to pray for us.
可是我想要先跟各位一起祷告。
I mean, invite the worship team come on up. I want to ask you to do this.
上来，我跟各位说一下。
As you hear from the Word of God,
今天你听到圣经上神的话。
As God plays His burden on you,
神今天把这个重担、这个负担放在你的心上。
I want to ask you, are you willing to die to yourself?
我今天想要问你，你愿不愿意向自己死
？Are you willing to make your life available to God?
你愿不愿意把你的生命放到神面前说我愿意
You can think about what God wants you to do later, but I want to ask you, are you willing right now?
你现在先不要想要为神做什么，我只问你愿不愿意
And if you are,
如果你愿意
I want to invite you to get your hands out open like this.
我希望你跟我一样把手伸出来打开来
As a symbol for what you are willing to do for Jesus.
就好像是一个指标，告诉耶稣说今天我做这个手势，我愿意，主啊。
And as you do that, I want to pray for you.
我们手打开，我们一起祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father.
Oh, 天上的天父啊。
Thank you so much for being open-handed with your own son.
谢谢你对你自己的儿子，你愿意放手。
So that he could die for our sins.
所以他能够来到世上为我们的罪而死。
Without him dying on the cross, we have no salvation. We have no eternal life.
如果你没放手让他在十字架上死，我们到现在都没有永生，没有救赎。
So Lord, what else can we not do when our lives belong to you?
主啊，我们的生命都属于你，还有什么不能为你做？
So God, you know every person right now with their hands wide open to you.
主啊，你看到现在每一个手上打开对你祷告的人。
God, we confess to you that we're not able.
主啊，我们向你承认我们真的没有什么能力。
But God, we want to be available to you.
但是我们有愿意的心。
Help us to be available to you so much that when we die to ourselves, whatever you call us to do, we will do.
神啊，帮助我们有愿意的心，我们愿意向自己而死。当你呼召叫我们为你摆上的时候，我们会说我愿意。
God, I pray.
神啊，我祷告。
That we can offer you a blank check right now.
我们现在可以给你一张空白的签好名的支票。
Whatever you want to write on it.
不管神你要在上面写多少的金额，对我们要求什么。
Maybe money.
可能是钱。
Maybe our career.
可能是我们的事业。
Maybe our family.
可能是我们的家人。
Lord, help us to die to ourselves.
神啊，帮助我们向自己而死。
So that your mission can be accomplished in this world.
所以你的大使命能够完成。
It is in Jesus' name we pray.
我们以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.